Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am so excited about today's episode. This is kind of like the ultimate guide to beauty. So we are talking skincare, we're talking makeup, and I have to say, we actually recorded this a couple months ago. And since we recorded, I started using so many of the products that we talked about in this episode, and I am obsessed. Like, one of them is the Mae Lindstrom product that we talk about. It's so dreamy. The whole line is so incredible, and I probably never would have heard about it had I not had this conversation. So Jill and Carlene, who I am talking to today, are just so dialed into the beauty industry, and they have no bias. So you know that what they're telling you is legit. They're not trying to sell any products. They don't have an agenda. They are just breaking down the good and the bad of the beauty industry. So it was so fun for me to talk to them. Like, this is one of my favorite episodes, actually, that I've recorded in a while. And I think that comes across in the conversation. And it was just so nice to, like, pick their brains on all the latest and greatest and the not so great as well, which I know everybody will appreciate. So obviously, I am talking to Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. They are from the hit podcast Breaking Beauty, also here on the Dear Media Network. I went on their show too, so you guys can go check that out and listen to our little swap here. They are longtime beauty editors. They've been in the industry for such a long time. They've seen it all. They have swatched it all. And on their podcast, they really tell you, like, what's good, whether you're searching for the latest insider favorite foundation or building a gimmick-free skincare routine, or if you are interested in exploring culture through a beauty lens, you can tune in every Wednesday to their podcast. They have epic guests like Makeup by Mario, Tracee Ellis Ross, Kate Hudson, so many more. I think they just had Hailey Bieber on as well recently. So really fun podcast and really informative for everybody who's interested in all things beauty. So with that, I will get to the episode. Please enjoy Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins of Breaking Beauty. Okay, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks so much for having us. It's great to meet in person, finally.
Yes, I know. We were talking on your podcast about how we last, I think we did a swap in 2020. Yeah. So it's been a long time.
Yes.
A lot has happened in the industry since then. I feel like it's a totally different landscape now because we didn't really have TikTok and all of that back then. So I cannot wait to pick your brains. You guys really, I feel like, have your finger on the pulse, everything that's happening in the beauty industry. So to start, why don't we talk about de-influencing? This is like this new term right now. So I'd love to talk about that and how it applies to the beauty industry.
Well, I think the whole thing is that people are tired of fake reviews and paid for reviews, and they can sense really quickly what is inauthentic. So I think what happened on TikTok is that you had some people who maybe don't have a lot of brand deals, and they were going out and buying products. And when you don't have somebody who's paying for your bottom line, it's really easy to be like, this product actually sucks. And in a world on TikTok where we were seeing all these positive reviews, those were really standing out. And people were like, I appreciate this. I don't want to spend my money or waste my money. So that started building in the algorithm. And so now it's this trend of de-influencing where people find it really helpful, because honestly, as a content creator, it is difficult to figure out, you know, how much do I want to shit talk this product when, you know, it's a brand that I do appreciate or maybe I want to work with, and just this product isn't great. But if I slam them, are they going to want to work with me? Mm-hmm. Because maybe they're not going to trust that, you know, I'm going to give them a glowing review. So it becomes a bit of a conundrum. I'm just being completely transparent. And for a long time, like in the magazine industry, it was, which is where we came from, that's our background. It was like, if you don't have anything good to say about a product, mm-hmm. you just don't talk, you don't say it at all. So you just don't talk about what's
you don't
shit.
Include it. Yeah.
Like, I would never lie. I would never say this product changed my life. It's fantastic when it's shit. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, you have to have some integrity, and I would never do that. But you just, if it's shit, you won't hear me talking about it ever on the show.
Mm-hmm. Although we have these monthly product review episodes we do, which we call hashtag damn good. So what mm-hmm. we deem damn good, we're surveying the market, trying all these things. And recently we did, it was kind of crazy the timing, because we did an anti-haul episode. We titled it What's Not Damn Good. And it literally came out the same week that the de-influencing trend wow. hashtag popped off on TikTok. And like, it was just one of these coincidental things. And we had so much feedback about that, because people are like, thank you for saying, like,
we actually did that episode. We were like, let's do it. We're like, we're going to just be honest about, like, what are the trends that we don't pay attention to? What are the products that we just are not into? We actually gave it all up. So that's a good one to go back into our archives and listen to. Yeah.
And, well, and I think just in general on TikTok, the algorithm really encourages you saying something negative, and it rewards it and it puts it on blast. Mm. So you're saying this product, you know how it is, the hook. It's like, is this $300 cream worth it?
Yeah.
Watch the end. And then they'll say it's shit. Yeah. And then that gets 3 million views, where you're like, I love this $300 moisturizer. No one wants to watch that. Mm-hmm. It's not fun to watch.
Right.
Right?
That's so interesting. I think from a brand point of view, like, they actually should pay the people who are being really honest and saying, you know what? This product I didn't love, mm-hmm, but this one I do love. I think they're going to push more of that product ultimately because people are going to trust them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I do think that there are certain influencers who are really powerful, who they have a sweet spot where they're able to do that and have a relationship with the brand. Or maybe they'll just email them directly and be like, I really didn't like it. And sometimes I have done that with brands, just even personally, where they've sent me a product and they're like, did this end up making it into the episode? And I'm like, I'm sorry, it just didn't jive with, like, my skin or whatever, it wasn't suited to me. And like, so I didn't mention it, or I'll tell them, this is what I did. It pilled on me or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'll just like do that personally and give them the feedback, which I do think that they take and appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know for me, like, if I'm working with a brand, which I'm doing much less of this year, we were talking about, but if somebody reaches out to my management to work with me, I always have them send product like 3 months in advance. And I'm like, I'm going to use it for real. And then if I like it, I'll talk about it.
Yeah. And there's certain brands that we've turned down, which I'm sure our network doesn't love, but there are, you know, there are certain brands that have come in and we're like, I'm sorry, but this science is just like, I can't say that this is legit. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have that level of integrity, or you just, your audience won't trust you.
Yeah. Were there any products on the not damn good list that you can say on this show? I know that you guys did a whole podcast on it. So everybody can listen to that.
I just want to say a disclaimer. If you like any of these products, keep liking them. Love them. Do you? They're just not for me. I have a big bone to pick with MLMs in general. Mm. So I was kind of not loving the Arbonne's of the world, the Beauty Counters of the world. I just feel like they're quite predatory in their practices, and they are quote unquote all about uplifting women. But ultimately what happens is people end up with a garage full of products and they really don't make any money unless they recruit other people underneath them. And therefore, and I feel like we have all been on the receiving end of those emails from people you haven't talked to in 20 years and they want you to join their team. And it's kind of, I just feel like it's very predatory. Another one that we threw under the bus was, again, if you like it, go
Here's
for it, was Array. It's a new gray hair prevention pill that, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's always sponsored on my Instagram. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to see this. Like, yeah, if there was something for gray hair, that would be like one of the biggest miracles, I feel.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I was like, it would be my very first editor at a magazine. She, you know, when I was young and I was like just starting out and going to all these PR events and just drinking the Kool-Aid, whatever they told me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, listen, if it was that big of a miracle, if there was really a cure for wrinkles or whatever, it would be front page news. I mean, yeah, there is, it's Botox, but I mean, in a jar. Right. And so, and that's the same thing with this gray hair pill. It's just like, fuck no. I'm not taking this every single day to prevent gray hair.
Possibly. And I feel like one of the ingredients, like the He Shu Wu or something mm-hmm. that's an adaptogen, mm-hmm. you have to be super careful with it because too much of it can cause like liver toxicity. Like, I think it's just, I'm with you on that
one. And to clarify, it's not Array,
A-R-R-A-E. At first I was like,
No. I love them. I love the bloat pills. I'm talking about, I think it's spelled
E-R-E.
I don't know, actually.
There's a Y somewhere
in there. I just want to clarify that I'm not throwing them under the bus.
Yeah, and CBD, like anything CBD, I just hit delete in my inbox because I've done the research and written an article about it in the Coverture way back, and they just don't have the clinicals to say that it can do anything. Anecdotally, listen, if your friend loves like smearing it on her stomach for period cramps and says it works, like that's fine, but all of this marketed stuff, and it's just gone so over.
Yeah,
it's so overblown. Everything has CBD in it, even though it's just hemp. It's, you know, it's a lot of marketing and not a lot of true science at this point. Do I think that there is promise and down the road it could have potential? Yes, I do. But right now, I just hit delete.
And you're starting to see that in the market. Like Kristen Bell had a whole product line called Happy Dance that was all around CBD and it just folded.
Oh.
So there was a boom. The bust is now that respect.
If you have a busy summer schedule and you don't want to have to worry about cooking, Sakara delivers ready to eat plant-rich meals that help you look and feel your best, even during those weeks when you are entertaining friends or taking time to get away from it all. I love ordering Sakara when I return from a trip. So you guys know, I keep saying I just got back from Mexico. I was eating all the things and I just didn't want to come home and have to cook a lot of food. And whenever I order Sakara, I feel like I get the perfect portions. You're getting incredible high quality ingredients and I just feel so good physically when I eat it. So it's so great to kind of bounce back from some of that vacation kind of lethargic feeling sometimes we can feel. And it can also help to manage weight, ease bloat, and keep energy levels high with their science-backed, nutritionally designed meals that you actually look forward to eating. Seriously, they are delicious. Go to Sakara.com, do yourself a favor, and look at the menu for next week. I'm looking right now. They have so many of my favorites. So they have this incredible pasta salad that I love that has chickpeas, fennel, dairy-free sour cream, Dijon mustard. They have muffins. They have rice bowls. They have such amazing, vibrant salads and bowls. They have these Violet Donuts that are so good with shredded coconut. They have their seasonal medley quesadilla that has black beans, spinach, cashew cheese with salsa. Just so many amazing options. And they also have really great programs. So you can get their signature nutrition program. They have a program for gut health. So you can really customize it to whatever you need. And right now, Sakara is offering my listeners 20% off your first order if you go to sakara.com/blonde or enter the code blonde at checkout. That's Sakara, SAKARA.com/blonde to get 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/blonde. More than 50 million Americans experience acne every year. And as one of those 50 million last year myself, I know firsthand that acne doesn't just affect your skin. It can really undermine your confidence and make you feel alone. I found it to be very isolating, very frustrating. I was kind of angry at my body. I was doing everything from topical to changing my lifestyle and my diet, and nothing was working. It was so incredibly frustrating, and it was so hard to navigate. So it's so important, in my opinion, to have somebody help you navigate it so that you don't have to just be guessing and getting more frustrated. And that's where Face Reality comes in with their award-winning acne treatment program dedicated to giving you visible results in 90 days. So their Clear Skin Method is a unique combination of professional-grade products and dedicated guidance from a certified acne expert. They have some incredible products. So they have this sulfur spot treatment that I love. It features 6% sulfur and an innovative peptide to really quickly soothe angry acne blemishes. And it has a transparent application so you can spot treat on the go. Nobody will know. They also have a great daily SPF 30. This is where I feel like a lot of people get in trouble. So they might be using really good skincare and then they have a really clogging SPF. So this one is a lightweight, broad spectrum sunscreen that provides antioxidant support and won't clog pores. Its moisturizing sheer application makes it an excellent choice for daily wear. Even under makeup, it doesn't pill, which can also be a huge product. So they also have a selection of acne safe products that are shoppable on the Face Reality website. So you can partner with an acne expert near you to get started on a full routine, including acne fighting serums and treatments and the products that I just mentioned. So visit facerealityskincare.com to take their skincare quiz and choose a certified acne expert near you to jumpstart your way to clear skin. Again, that's facerealityskincare.com.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking shit with your best friends in your living room.
As far as other overhyped products goes, mm-hmm. are there any beauty products or ingredients mm-hmm. that you think are kind of phasing out right now?
Yeah. Mm. Well, ingredients or brands?
Both.
Okay. So I think a few brands are in their flop era.
Okay.
And I'll name some names.
Okay.
And I used to love this brand, It Cosmetics.
Ooh.
And it made history. It sold for over $1 billion to L'Oreal. And I used to use their CC cream every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a cult favorite.
Exactly. And since they got acquired, they're lost. Mm, they've lost the plot. They launched a foundation. It lasted on the market for like literally a month. I went to the launch, tried it all out, was about to talk about it. And it was so bad, they pulled it from the market before it even got on the market. The skincare, it's just like carbon copies, copying Kiehl's. It's lost its brand identity, in my opinion. And that's all I have to say about that. Do you have any?
What about Kylie? I feel like Kylie Skin did kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Where people, I feel like she's kind of in her too a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know how they're doing business-wise, but like that really peaked and people were obsessed with it. And now if I go to like an Ulta or something, I see it all just sitting there kind of untouched. And I think that her skincare really didn't do anything.
Yeah. Single tier for the lip kit. Yeah. Sitting alone on the shelf at Ulta. But yeah. Basically what happened again, that got acquired by Coty. Mm-hmm. And I think the power was in, because they used to be, it was made in the same factory as ColourPop. And I think the key there was just the fastness that they could come out with the products, the colors. They were so on trend. Mm-hmm. And when the truth of the matter is, when you get acquired, you just don't have that turnaround speed. I remember we talked to the ColourPop founders. It was one of the only interviews they've ever given. And they said they could take a product from concept to on the shelf in 5 days.
Yeah.
What? So yeah. That's who used to be behind wow. the power, the colors and everything at Kylie. Uh-huh. It's not the case anymore.
It's Coty.
It's yeah. not.
And how long does that take? Do you know?
Oh my God. They'd be right now prepping like usually well into 2023.
It's usually two years.
What year are we in?
2 years ahead.
Yeah, wow.
2025.
Well into 2023. Yeah.
We forgot we were doing
we're back in 2020
interview with you. Yeah, everybody put your masks on. Yeah, I also could add a couple. I think that CoverGirl has jumped the shark, and I mean, you can say, well, was it ever hot? But what I'm saying is, in the TikTok era where drugstore products are living their best lives, mm-hmm. like they're all going viral and selling out, if you can't make it as a drugstore product right now in this era, what is wrong with you? And I think what happened with CoverGirl is they started putting clean, like they doubled down on this whole clean idea. And now it's this clean mascara, this clean foundation, this clean that. Yeah. And it's just like, dudes, you're 2 years behind on fucking everything. And it's like nobody, you know, the whole clean thing, we all know that that's like garbaggio uh-huh. as a phrase. It means nothing. And we're not buying it from you, CoverGirl. So it's just like, get some consultants in. Jill and I are here. We're available at any time. Okay. And then
I have to interject.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Because I worked with CoverGirl maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yeah. I'm with you. However, the Lash Blast clean mascara, uh-huh. yeah, I think it's like the best mascara for okay. me at least. Yes. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? They sent it to me and I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I'm still a fan of the orange tube. CoverGirl. Yeah. Love. They have so much product innovation. It's just they need to dig into that.
Yeah.
They had a moment where they were being very, very inclusive and then they scaled that all back and it's just, they're a bit lost too.
Yeah. They always had these great faces and ambassadors at one point. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, like Ellen, that was very different and unique at the time. And they had, I can't even remember who now, but they had all these great people. And now it's like, I don't know who the CoverGirl is now. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know. Anyways,
America Ferrera, I believe, might be. She's doing their skincare. But anyway.
Okay. Anyway, call us. And Olaplex is another one that I think has gone. Yeah. That one's just like.
And they were acquired as well, right? Or they sold.
Well, the founders left. And now I read that their financial situation is like they have not met their targets. Mm. So that's not great. I personally don't. I'm not a fan of a brand where all of their products look the same, but there's like a difference in the number on it. And I'm supposed to understand based on those fucking numbers, whether this is a shampoo, a pre-shampoo, a conditioner, a fucking mask. Like I am dumb and I don't see well close up. So it's just like, do me a favor and just make it like, help me out here. So
put a giant S on it. Or
I hate them for that. Okay. Not optical inclusive. Mm-hmm. And their founder has one of the original founders. Okay. It was two geeky inventor guys that created the science behind Olaplex, which was bond building technology. And they created an entire new category with that. But I also heard that since they went into Sephora, like it all got watered down and stuff.
Allegedly.
But the Dr. Eric Presley, who's one of the original chemists, science behind it, he has created this new brand called Epray. And it is coming for K18.
Oh.
Like so
same
quickly.
Technology as Olaplex or like
it's
new and improved?
No, it's new and improved. Okay. So this dude owns like over 100 patents on the whole bond technology because he like created this category. Mm-hmm. And according to him, Epray is his best invention yet. And I have tried it and it is phenomenal. It is
hot tip.
So good.
Wow.
And so it's a a spray. Like you get these little vials. It looks like a little shot of like
ginger shot or something
that you'd get at a juice bar. And then you get the spray bottle that's in the kit. And so you put in that little booster thing, you add water, you shake it, and then you spray your entire head without it being washed. Like, you know, I could do it right now. Mm-hmm. You need to leave it in for a minimum of 10 minutes, but you can actually wear it overnight. My hair was like sopping wet after, so you'd need a shower cap to wear it overnight. I can only imagine the results because I had it on for 20 minutes and I washed my hair, blow dried it, and everything. I was like, it's like silk. Like my fingers are just running through it, and I have really damaged hair. I'm 80% gray. It's like a coarse texture. It looks like I stuck my finger in a socket half the time, and it is... it's really good.
It's hashtag damn good.
It's hashtag damn good. Yeah. But it is expensive because you pay like $70 to get that kit and there's only two uses in it.
Oh.
So compared to an Olaplex where you're paying $70 and you're getting like 20 uses out of it, it's expensive. But to me, it's more like an in-salon glossing treatment that you're using at home in terms of the result.
And you would use it maybe like once a week or like every other week or something.
Yeah.
Whereas Olaplex you'd use more.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you know when that comes out?
It's out.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's out, baby.
Where?
It's online. It's EPRES. And you can order it. I think it's DTC right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. We love
Hot
that tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also, we do still love K18, like you said.
Yeah.
I love K18.
And I was reading in like Reddit boards and stuff, and a lot of people are using both because it is more cost effective and stuff. Mm-hmm. And curly haired girls were like, listen, I've got this system. I use the K18 on these days, and then every other week I'll use the Aprite. Like, people are implementing them both. So I don't think it's like, it doesn't have to be a replacement.
Amazing. You mentioned drugstore brands. What are your favorite drugstore products?
Well, I think the brand that's killing it right now is Elf Cosmetics, which stands for eyes lips face, and they just frankly knock off every good luxury product out there, and they do it really well. Their Hydra Grip Primer that Carlene's talked about in a recent episode, they have a green colored one, they have a pink one. Those are like dupes for like the Milk makeup. They also have this Halo Glow liquid highlighter that is an exact dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. There's a $40 difference. I think it's $14 for the Elf one, and the Charlotte Tilbury is like $54.
They also just launched a new lipstick, Elf did. I forget what it's called now, but basically it's a dupe for the NARS, one of the NARS like creamy lipsticks. And I have tried it and it is really good. It wears well. It doesn't feather. They do what they do really well. They are dupe culture, which not everyone loves. But if you're super on a budget.
And I would recommend also Essence Cosmetics. E-S-S-E-N-Z-E. And they do everything extremely well. It's all made in Germany, where a lot of the top makeup is made. A lot of people don't know that. There's like the best factories are in Germany. And everything, I'm not joking, is $4.99. So it's like the blushes are $4.99. The mascara, the Lash Princess mascara, iconic product, $4.99. I also think that ColourPop is phenomenal for what they do. Their eyeshadows are $5. Yeah. And their ColourPop is actually in Target now as well. They have like a little kiosk kind of. And I think that that's great because it's bringing those products to more people. There's a really cool new brand out of Detroit that's a spinoff of the Lip Bar. It's owned by, it's by this founder, Melissa Butler. It's a BIPOC owned brand, and it's called Thread? No.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds right.
That sounds about right. But she owns this product, or this line called the Lip Bar, and she just come out with these really cool makeup thread beauty, and everything is less than $10.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're kind of like the NARS, the multiple idea, but the branding is really fresh and cool. And I just think she's doing incredible stuff. She's really a great person to follow on Instagram as well, because she's one of the beauty founders that's killing it.
And then you can't beat Bioderma, which I'm sure you know about, French skincare brand, that they have the iconic micellar cleanser that I still use like every day. And they recently came out with a eye cleanser,
eye makeup remover.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Did that launch in the US?
I think it's on Amazon, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it was a rare occasion where it launched in Canada before the US, but really good eye makeup remover too. Mm-hmm.
They have a good gentle cleanser too. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in a pink bottle.
I love that one.
Yeah, when I had the really bad acne, I used that and I loved it.
I agree.
What about the Astora? That's pretty drugstore. It's
Amazon. So it's not quite drugstore. The prices are pretty good. Let me just look it up.
I think they're like $30.
Yeah, so it's $30. Yeah, so that would be drugstore. So there's a new K-beauty skincare brand that everyone needs to have on their radar. If you're into K-beauty, I love the texture of K-beauty skincare. It cannot be beat. And they're all about hydration, which really appeals to me because I'm constantly dehydrated, not drinking enough water, flying, whatever. And it's called Astora. So it's A-E-S-T-U-R-A. And it just launched on Amazon. They have an Amazon store in the US. And this is the parent company is Amore Pacific, which you might be familiar with. They have Laneige, Solwasu. But what I love about Astora is it's actually a derm line. So this is like K-beauty's answer to La Roche-Posay. It's all developed by dermatologists, clinically tested. There's so much research behind it. They have patents like everywhere. And the whole focus of their Ado barrier line, which is what's on Amazon, is all about skin barrier. So as we know, your skin barrier, as it gets damaged, which can happen from flying and all that, that's what causes a lot of sensitivity. So if you have sensitive skin like me, you really want to be looking for skin barrier products. And so they have the iconic product is the cream, the Ado Barrier cream, and it's just like filled with ceramides and all that. It's kind of like a balm cream hybrid. So even though it's giving you this great protection, it's great to wear on a plane, use at night. It doesn't have that like slidey feel that some people don't like. Also comes in a lotion, a gel cream. They have a bubble cleanser coming out mid-April that's gorgeous. They have a spray-on cream mist. Like I just, it's all about, it's so just like plumping and nourishing. And it's all, like I said, derm tested. There's no fragrance whatsoever. So it's that thing when you have that breakout, that reaction, you're like, oh shit, what do I use? This is something you can use where you don't have to sacrifice like that sensor, the textures that you love, you know? Yeah.
Spray on cream.
I know.
That caught my attention.
And cream toner. Like, I love.
Yeah, cream toner.
I love a cream toner. Like Laneige has such a great one, but I want to try this spray one bottle. Too.
Another great spray on cream milk mist is the Violette FR Boom Boom Milk.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Swear by that. It's incredible.
And it's a spray on cream.
Yeah
Interesting.
So good.
You just shake it up and then you spray and you're like oh, I'm a dewy French girl all of a sudden, like because she's like French girl personified. So
I'm sure people ask you this all the time, but like what is your, each of you, one ride or die skincare product?
Okay, it's really challenging because we're trying so many things all the time.
It's true.
Right now, I would actually say I traveled with it, so I think that says a lot, is the Dr. Jart Serum Toner, and it's got the yellow cap on it, and it's actually, I think it's a testament to how much I like it, because I actually hate the packaging, but I love the product, and I did this little series on my own TikTok about when bad packaging happens to good products, so it's like this really milky toner that you pour out into your hand and then you have to like pat it on, but it gets all gunky around the top. There's not a pump. So it's really messy to use, but I still love it and I brought it with me. So Dr. Jart in general, I'm obsessed with because it's really hydrating for me. I get a lot of breakouts. So if I go overboard with exfoliating, I find it really hydrating, really calming. But in general, I think my number one skincare brand of all time is SkinCeuticals. It's worth it. I love the vitamin C, CE ferulic, but I also love the silymarin one, which is specifically for acne.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Skin. That is one thing that is expensive, but you will see the difference in your skin.
Yeah.
If you use it.
Agreed.
So I don't mind recommending that because I know pretty much everybody can benefit from it. I think that that's incredible, but you know, it's been around for a long time. There's a lot of great vitamin C's that are out there too.
Mm-hmm. So for the most part, I really avoid eating any kind of bars, like protein bars. I just find that almost everything out there has either a ton of sugar, it has additives. The plant-based protein that they add can upset my stomach a little bit. But if you guys have been following me for years now, then you know that the only bar really that I eat is Go Macro. They are my absolute favorite. I will get to my favorite ones in a second, but I really love not only their bars, but their stories. So in the face of adversity and a fight for survival against cancer, a mother and daughter took their love to the kitchen and Go Macro was born. And now they are spreading the power of a balanced plant-based lifestyle across the country with Go Macro. So they have 17 full-size, totally mouth-watering flavors. They have 5 kids flavors. And fun fact, sometimes I buy the kids bars as well. And all Go Macro products are certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, clean, and soy-free. The bars are made from a combination of plant-based ingredients that serve as a healthy and delicious way to keep you fueled throughout the day. And one of the other amazing things about Go Macro is that they have 3 nut-free flavors, including oatmeal chocolate chip, which is tied with my favorite flavor, maple, sea salt, and sunflower butter plus chocolate. And they have 11 certified FODMAP-friendly flavors. So no matter what your dietary preferences or restrictions, everybody can enjoy a delicious snack. And right now, they just launched a brand new mouthwatering flavor, mint chocolate chip. So think crisp mint meets creamy chocolate for a cool endeavor that refreshes and soothes the soul. The mint chocolate chip macro bar combines 11 grams of plant-based protein with organic cashew butter and a touch of peppermint for the chillest companion wherever you go. It's perfect for summer. So get your hands on this delicious new flavor by going to gomacro.com and using the promo code BLONDE for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Again, that's gomacro.com, G-O-M-A-C-R-O.com. Promo code is BLONDE. When it comes to the food that we feed our dogs, obviously all pet owners want to give their dog the highest quality food possible that they actually enjoy. And there are so many brands out there, it can be really hard to know what is legitimate and what's not. But one of our favorites is Sundays for Dogs. So Sundays was co-founded by Dr. Tori, a practicing veterinarian. It's basically air-dried dog food made from a short list of human-grade ingredients. So 90% meat, 10% vegetables, 0% synthetic nutrients. So aside from USDA beef and all-natural chicken, you'll find digestive aids like pumpkin and ginger, plus disease-fighting antioxidants. And one of the nice things about Sunday is that it is really zero prep, zero mess, and zero stress. Sundays is shelf stable, which makes it easy to feed your dog top quality food. Every order ships right to your door, so you never worry about running out of dog food again, and your dog will love it. Harvey is very particular about his food, and he absolutely gobbles this up. He gets so many compliments on his coat, and he's looking beautiful. And I know that any dog owners listening can relate to the joy that I get from seeing him really enjoy his food. So I worked out a special deal for my dog loving listeners. You can get 35% off your first order of Sundays. Go to sundaysfordogs.com/blonde or use the code blonde at checkout. That's sundaysfordogs.com/blonde. Upgrade your pup to Sundays and feel good about the food you feed your dog. I just got back from Mexico and let me tell you a little about what I ate in a day there, okay? I am talking copious amounts of chips and guacamole and salsa, tacos, tostadas, let's see, empanadas, churros. I had this coconut sorbet every night. Ooh, and this Mexican chocolate tart. Like, I was living my best life. But I will admit, there were not a lot of vegetables or fruits in that rotation, but I felt like I had kind of covered that base and I had no digestive issues despite eating a lot of things that I don't normally eat. in large part thanks to AG1. So this is my ultimate travel hack because you can just bring their travel packs with you. It's basically replacing like having to bring a ton of different supplements. And I just mix it with water or a smoothie in the morning and get all of these benefits. So every scoop or travel pack of AG1 is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of super high quality that give me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. So this was developed initially for gut health. The founder was suffering really bad gut issues, taking a ton of supplements, nothing was working. So that's how AG1 was originally formulated, and that's why I originally started taking it. So it's become this foundational nutritional habit in my life. I've been drinking it first thing in the morning for a couple years, and I feel like it just helps me have more freedom when it comes to what I eat, and especially when I'm traveling. Nobody wants to have like gut and digestive issues or just feel like not their optimal selves when they're traveling. So if you have summer travel or if you just want to incorporate a foundational wellness habit, definitely give AG1 a try. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/blondefiles. That's drinkag1.com/blondefiles.
I know last time I was on your show, I mentioned Clé de Peau, the daily moisturizer with SPF 20, the emulsion, which I absolutely love, but, and I'm still using it, but I wanted to give you a new reco. So I recently discovered the Mae Lindstrom, the Blue Cocoon. Do you know about this product?
No,
it is,
I'm writing this down.
It's little known, but it's iconic. And I actually have it here, this little travel version, and we're interviewing Mae Lindstrom tomorrow. I'm so excited. So it's actually blue. And that's from the main ingredient, blue tansy. This shit is like crack. Like, I'm sorry, but I cannot stop using it. I'm going to pass it to you because the smell, it smells like dessert. So you put it on, and what it is it's, it feels like a balm, but it melts into an oil.
So it's basically like a moisturizing step, right?
It's a moisturizing step. This has saved my skin flying here. It's the, what it is it's for calming. Okay, so for somebody like me who has a lot of redness, it completely calms your skin. So usually when I put anything on my skin, it's red after, and then it kind of fades away. This product, my skin is like, it's taking away the red, which basically never happens. So to find a product where, you know, it's great to use, like I said, that Estora product that doesn't have any irritants in it. You know, sometimes you want to play it super safe, but sometimes these, like, this is farm to face type of a product.
It smells so good.
And sometimes you actually just need those calming ingredients. And I find the experience of it, using it, it's so luxurious. Like, even the scent, you know, I feel like I'm in a spa. It kind of like grounds me. You know, it's like I get a hug from this product. I feel so good just using it. And it's all about that experience. It's just like, it's so beautiful. This is my new, like, if I was on a desert island, I would just bathe in this.
I think it's mine too. And I haven't even used
it. Oh my God, you will be
just from everything, like the little the packaging. And
that's the travel one, but it comes in a big tub.
And so many celebrities love this line. Tracee Ellis Ross is, people just post about it.
When you smell it after, it smells like hot chocolate. You're like, which doesn't sound like something you want to put on your face, but just trust me.
Oh my gosh.
It's like it melts into silk. Kind of this oil. It's perfect before bed. The scent makes you just like want to sleep and have good dreams. It's magical, guys.
And she's just, she makes them all like small batch. She's one of the only people out there doing like what I call slow beauty. She only launches a product once every 5 years.
Yeah, it doesn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, like she's barely in, I don't even know if she's in any retailers because that's what they all want, right? It's like,
she's
what's
actually
next
pulled
spring
out of retailers because she's like, these things have an expiry date on them. Uh-huh. They're totally farm to face. And if they're not turning them over properly, mm-hmm. which is like, I refuse to sell something and somebody takes it home and it's not good anymore yeah. in 6 months. Mm-hmm. So she's actually pulled from huge retailers. She's like, mm-hmm. I just don't play that way.
She's like beauty fairy godmother. Like we were getting emails from her like to prepare for this interview. And it's like, I was like, why do I feel like I just got a hug through an email? Like, she's so kind.
She's
and like,
hello
mother.
There, lovelies. I hope you're having the most oh beautiful gosh. Day. I can't wait to sit down with
like
you.
Like a little skincare angel.
How are you doing today? Exactly. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I mean, this is like the most luxurious, yeah. but you're right. Yes. It's very grounding. My yes. skin yes. feels incredible where I put it on my hand. Yeah. And yes. it's like the best. Smell
yeah, yes and smell. Then I used this exfoliator this morning. It's called the Clean Dirt mm-hmm. and it's like a little, it's like dirt and mm-hmm. you add water and it's got like spices and clay oh, in yeah. it. It's so like earthy yeah. I just want to like cart, kumbaya to with this woman yeah. I'm not usually Fish. Into
yeah,
it
yeah like this is crazy. Carlene is talking like this because you're like normally the most discerning, well you are one of the most discerning people when it comes to products, so like you know it's
this is legit.
Yeah. Does she only do direct to consumer? Does she have like a facial place where she does?
That's a good question. She is an esthetician. Yeah. And I think she used to do her own facials as well. I don't know if she still does, but
got it.
We'll
probably
out
by the time this
listen to our episode.
Yeah,
guys.
I was
going to
say by the time this comes out.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is in select retailers. I think it's at the Detox Market. Which okay.
it was.
About.
It was at one point anyway. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk the latest beauty glossary. Yeah. There are so many terms and so many trends here.
Yeah. Yes.
And you guys told me a few of them that I wasn't familiar with. So. Let's see here. Let's start with cloud skin. This okay. interests okay. me.
Yeah. So cloud skin is something that's popping off on TikTok right now. And it's basically sort of a makeup hybrid, I would say, of the hyper glam 2016 fully beat face. And then the clean girl aesthetic of 2020, where it was basically just glazed skin and no makeup at all. So it's really kind of like that soft glam idea where your skin doesn't look really matte and it doesn't look really glossy either. It's literally in between. You look like a cloud. So that's the whole idea. Carlene and I were talking earlier this year basically about blush and the comeback of blush and just soft glam and soft highlighting. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really plays into the whole cloud skin trend because, and even in sales right now, like blush is really the only makeup category that's like skyrocketing. Eyeshadow, lipstick and stuff is just really stagnant. Yes.
I'm in my blush era.
Yeah.
I probably have Same. So much on right now because yeah. in the morning I'm just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
But
it just makes you look awake.
And eyeshadow is just really taking a back seat, uh-huh. right? Yeah. It's all about. And I'm obsessed with this new Milk makeup product. It's their soft contour sticks.
Ooh.
So I love their little stick cream sticks. Like they have bronzers already and that. Yeah. But what they have done right with these contour sticks is they're all in cool tones. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, I've learned. It's got like almost a grayish undertone to it. Hmm. That's what creates shadow. Right. Mm. So I had been using all these contour things that were basically just matte bronzers.
Right.
And it's just redundant with a bronzer. So uh-huh. you get into this layering. So I do the contour and the highlight of my cheeks. Then I'll do a bronzer. Uh-huh. Then I'll do my blush. Then I'll do a highlighter. It's all layered up.
It's like the Mary Phillips, right?
Didn't kinda, she? She's doing the underpainting, which is like she does all of that. Then she puts her foundation on top. So this is like slightly different, mm-hmm. the cloud skin of it all. But yeah the blush and the soft glam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
it's
much.
All about that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like soft glam. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like blush is the new contour.
Definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, love that. Well, I want to look like a cloud, obviously. What is skin flooding?
Okay, so skin flooding, to be honest, it's not actually a new concept, but it now has a trademark. Thanks to TikTok, that's what always happens. But I'm going to give credit where credit is due. So first of all, skin flooding, what it is, it's the idea of doing all of the layers of your routine when your face is wet. And the reason for that is that when your face is wet, it increases absorption mm-hmm. of products. So you might have often heard in the past, like the best time to put on your body lotion is when you just get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. Not when your skin's soaking wet, but you want it to be slightly damp. Yeah. And then you put on the body lotion. And that, if you think of a sponge and you use a sponge dry on a dry countertop, it's not really picking anything up. Mm-hmm. You wet the sponge first and then you do it and it sucks it up. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea with having this damp skin. So with skin flooding, the idea is that you start to put on your first step of your routine. Like you wash your face and basically you don't towel dry it. Mm-hmm. You just let it kind of air dry a bit and then you get into... You can do your mist or your essence. Then you do your serum. Some people will mist again before they put on their moisturizer to keep it damp between each step. That's why they're calling it skin flooding, because it's like you keep it going. You keep that moisture going until
waterboard yourself.
The very end. And you can even use a mist over your makeup to help set. Uh-huh. Like that's a makeup artist trick too, where they were using like the Caudalie mist elixir. Yeah. Over top of makeup, you know, you can do it midday. Yeah. You could do it right now if you want.
The wet beauty blender.
Yes.
Which I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not like a makeup. I don't know anything. I've done the same thing for years. Yeah. But this year, my makeup girl who like before events, she'll come over and she does like a really wet beauty blender. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, you have to give credit where credit is due, because like one of our earliest guests was Renee Rouleau, the facialist. Mm-hmm. And I remember from way back, she's the one who I first heard it from, where she was like, after you wash your face, you have like how many seconds? 60 seconds, 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what she said, but she's like, you have this many seconds to get that serum on your skin because you don't want it to dry before that next step. So she was actually talking about this before it was like a thing. And even Mae Lindstrom, we just talked about that blue cocoon. I read the instructions and it says to put it on damp skin. Mm.
This is going to significantly cut down my 13-step skincare routine.
Yeah.
I was just saying on your podcast, I tried timing myself to do it in 10 minutes and I was like throwing things at my face.
You actually want to speed do it.
Yeah.
And even yesterday we interviewed Joanna Vargas and she was saying that towels, like if you have breakouts and you're reusing your towel over and over, you're just putting the bacteria back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know what? Towels... They're
towels
actually
are
not
out in 2023.
They're so we're so over towels.
Soundbite. Clip that.
Yep, that's the promo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What about skin streaming?
Mm. Okay, so this is sort of a new concept where basically we're sort of scaling back. We're streamlining our routine.
Okay.
Yeah. So instead of doing 10 products that do 10 different things, where we all had like the ordinary 10 step, like a few years ago, just because we could buy all of these products, everyone was buying them and putting them all on their face. So really right now it's about cherry picking the best products that do multiple things. So having a vitamin C serum that also has like another antioxidant in there, like a vitamin E, or having your retinol also have like, you know, peptides in there, like getting products that are doing the most for you instead of having 10 things on your face that you could possibly react to. Mm. That's the whole idea. So it's like
people were cherry picking before, and it was like, I'm going to do these 10, but I love this glow recipe thing. I love that. And doing all this. And I think now, especially with skin cycling, which I know you did a full episode on, and so did we with Dr. Whitney Bowe, who created the concept. It was like, you actually just need these three or four things and you just cycle them in and out. And it's kind of back to that like Clinique 1-2-3 step, trying to make it easy for people. And there's actually a new version of that from this brand called Finn.
Yeah. So the brand is called Finn, PH-IN, and it's from the makers of Indeed Labs. So Indeed Labs, they became famous. They've been around for a long time, but they became famous because their Nano Blur product was like the only product used on the set of Euphoria. And it was really to give that like really kind of blurred skin effect on camera. But
without makeup.
Yeah. So they've come out with PHIN, and it's a three-step system that's meant to be for acneic skin types. And they're saying it's a healthy skin system. So the star of the show in this particular product line is all about balancing your pH. So it's a line for acne sufferers, but there's no salicylic acid in there. There's no benzoyl peroxide.
No glycolic.
Nothing. Yeah. And I've seen the before and afters and they are pretty remarkable. And you can get the three-step system. It's at the drugstore or Ulta for like $85. So it's pretty affordable. And it's just really a reset, I think, of you know, doing too much, the over exfoliation, and it's just scaling everything
and keeping
back.
Keeping that consistency, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. I do yeah. think a lot of younger people, they get so excited. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to buy everything at the Sephora VIB sale yes. and use it all. And so it's a way of just like streamlining. That's, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. hence the name, the skin streaming. And just reminding people that it can just be really simple and just have that consistency yeah. and get really great results. Mm-hmm. And pH, quite honestly, like I do think that's been a big culprit in messing up my skin barrier. Mm. So pH has become really important
in the conversation. Yeah. And pH, the perfect pH of the skin is like 5.5. So that's what that range is doing. It's optimizing that pH where if we exfoliate
your
skin
is your skin's
your ideal
pH.
Scenario.
It's supposed to be slightly more acidic, I think.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah. 5.5.
But anyway, we were wrecking that before. And now they're trying to bring it back into balance. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We were talking on your podcast about like where wellness is going.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm kind of hearing from this conversation that it seems like we're moving towards minimalism a little mm-hmm. bit when it comes mm-hmm. to like makeup, beauty. Do you guys feel that way? I mean, you know, you really see everything that's happening in the industry mm-hmm. and with consumers, and where do you see the industry going, and where do you see trends going in the next year or so?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, it's interesting because I really thought we were scaling back on everything too, and then the Tarte brand trip happened.
Oh, I want to hear about this Tarte brand trip.
Yeah, do you really want to hear about
yeah.
it? Well, I wasn't
we'll
in my
juicy
invite
note.
Was lost in the mail, Ariel.
Mine too.
But yeah, the era of big brand trips was like 2016, 2017, yeah. like NARS renting a private jet, flying everybody to Bora Bora. And I just thought, oh, we'll never see that again. Mm-hmm. Jeffree Star, James Charles, whatever on a plane. But yeah, Tarte took everybody and a plus one, Alex Earl. I don't think Michaela was on that trip, but like all the big influencers. And it literally broke the internet. Guys from Barstool were talking about it. And I was caught up in it too. I was watching it like I was watching a reality show. And the truth is that they're doing another one like in a week or two. And so that excess is still really
excess.
Happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, we come from the magazine world, like Carlene said, and we did get to go on some pretty incredible trips back in the day, press trips where we would interview celebrities or have these incredible experiences in Paris and touring all these great spas and things. But there was no social media. People didn't mm-hmm. know about it. And editors were gifted very lavish things, not us necessarily, but there was definitely the era of the black cars and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I was just fascinated to see that that's kind of back. But in general, I think people just want real products that do get good results. And I think TikTok has definitely, you know, spearheaded that movement.
But I think they're craving an edit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we've always tried to do with this show. That's why we created The Damn Goods. That's why we have our Hall of Fame, which are like the products that we use over and over again. Because we know that there's so much clutter out there and people just want to know what's good. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're always trying to do. So we do always, I always try like 20 products a month and then I talk about four or five of them in our Damn Goods episodes. So mm-hmm. that's what I was saying on when we did the other recording was like, there's so much stuff that I don't talk about because it's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's not good or it's just okay, but just okay is not good enough to like make me want to spend my money. So I think what people are craving is an edit, and that's where that idea of like skin minimalism is coming mm-hmm. from. But I think where we're going is this idea of no tox, which is another buzzword. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea of like no Botox. And I think where we're at right now is that people want to wake up like this and look fucking incredible without mm-hmm. putting any makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this on our show mm-hmm. with you, the idea that, mm-hmm. you know, and I know you love this theory as well, is like microblading your brows so that you don't have to do it. So you wake up and they're just done.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, your face looks snatched and your skin looks great. So you don't have to wear a foundation. Mm-hmm. That's the goal that people want mm-hmm. is to wear less makeup and mm-hmm. do less of the things and just naturally, quote unquote, mm-hmm. look like this. So that's where we're at right now. The reality is not everyone can afford that. And so I think what we're seeing more of and we'll continue to see more mm-hmm. of is these at-home treatments that mimic what you can get when you go to get a tweakment. So mm-hmm. we're seeing so many of these LED lights that you can use at home, like the current body,
yeah.
you know, face mask has been recommended so many times with the red light that helps calm inflammation. And there's blue light for people with acne. The microcurrent device, like the New Face, I think everybody was using that over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I right now am using the droplet device at home,
mm-hmm.
which we were kind of saying is a bit akin to like the oxygen facials that you would go and get, where it's trying to get to fuse that ingredient further down in the epidural layer. And droplet sort of does that through this. They've got this science and it's like
the micro mist.
Hmm. So that
have you ever tried it?
No.
They're kind of like, it's like a little handheld device, looks like a computer mouse.
Yeah.
And then they have capsules that go in for each use that are like an espresso pod.
Oh.
And so you can choose retinol or hydration.
Yeah. And so I've been using that. You hold it like a half inch away from your face and you do it for like a minute every morning. And it's kind of got a built in skin cycling in it because
mm-hmm.
I got this detox kit. And so in the morning, it's all like the collagen little capsule. And then on the other one, it cycles between the collagen, retinol, and glycolic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even one for lip that you can do. So again, it's meant to have a plumping mm-hmm. effect, which I haven't tried yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have it and I want to try that. So it's like the closest you can get to having a lip filler without actually mm-hmm. having anything injected or using one of those mm-hmm. those lip glosses that, you know, sting your lips. So I actually really love that device. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've had people comment on my Instagram lately, like my friends are like, oh, my God, you're looking like younger. And I think it's just it also is a way of me using retinol with that built-in skin cycling so it doesn't irritate my skin and then I mm-hmm. stop using it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Your
to
skin
me.
Is amazing. I mean, I'm sitting 3 feet away from you, both of you. You are the ultimate beauty gurus, I think, because you've been doing it for a hot minute. And
yes,
like I said in the beginning, you really have your finger on the pulse and your podcast and your supporting social media is such a wealth of your combined knowledge. So I really love talking to you. Tell everybody where they can listen to you,
so
follow you.
Our episodes come out every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, all those places. Our handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. And we even have some YouTube videos up there now. So we're on YouTube at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So subscribe if you can. And we're trying to put our faces up there a little bit more, even though we're a podcast and, you know, we are talking about products a lot. So we want to be able to show them that's what our audience is wanting. And don't worry, we will not be using the bold glamour filter on our face when we go on YouTube. It's our real faces. And we will give you the real talks.
And real reviews.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellaurie.com. And I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellaurie.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.